Well, at least. Torah Way, Northwest London, Tu Bishvat, 6th of February, Rav Ishai Schlesinger on the subject of Tu Bishvat. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Blachman, Leil Nishmas Rabbi Shaya ben Rabbi Avraham Shimshon, whose Yotzeit was Yud Dalet Shvat, and the Leil Nishmas Moros Sora Roiza Bas Rabbi Yomin HaKoyen, whose Yotzeit is Yud Tesh Shvat. Also by Family Dudi Itzkovich, Rabbi Yosef Dov ben Chela, thanking everyone for all your tefillas and your zchuyas in helping him reach his refuah.
Amen. Ein gesunder Start.
Amen.
There's no doubt, as we heard, that the Peres Yisrael have a preference on your own preference. But please make sure that Trumas and Meister was made kehalocha, and make sure it's not from Schmitty here. Because Chamashos B'Shvat is all about Trumas and Meister,
yeah?
This is the date line from where you take Trumas and Meister. You don't take Trumas and Meister from the fruit which belong to the previous year to the next year. And the date line is Chamashos B'Shvat. Actually, Tu B'Shvat, Chamashos B'Shvat, is a time when the fruit, as we said before, the flowers fall off and it starts the production of the fruit, which is a nature of nature. But Ba'as Klal Yisrael, immediately it is connected to Halochas. Koinem Kol, as we mentioned before, Trumas HaMaisres. Then, a time to have in mind the Esrek of Sukkos. Then we have the Mor Avraham, who brings the minig that we are marbe beperes, and today it goes sky the limit. Yeah? Someone told me yesterday it's got at least 40 types of peres.
40.
My brother called me from Yerushalayim yesterday. He told me that someone called him up, Victor Goodman's son. I don't know if you know him. Yeah, Harry Goodman. Yeah. He said, so he remembered 40 years ago, his mother called up my mother, Olea Shalom, about L'chaim, that they have about 50 peres from Meshose B'Shvat. So my mother told him, please put your mind on things which you have to do and not on things which you don't have to do. That already 40, just imagine today, Mr. Tom, it's 50, 100 fruit and fruit and fruit and fruit. I call it from wherever we have a date, a time, an hour, a minute, it's immediately connected to halochas. Tu B'Shvat is Tu B'Shvat. You know, they say that's the time when spring just gets born, shouldn't mean, and then the fruit grow, production of the fruit come. No, it's immediately connected to halochas. Trumas HaMaisres, Gimus Palafon and Esrek, Bimah Beperes, as Ramosha mentioned, say 15 Shiramalos, I don't know, we connected to halochas. This is the Yisod of a Yid. Chazal say that we have every day 100 brachas. 100 brachas every day, which reminds us, Boruch Ato Hashem Elekeinu Melech Ha'olam. Again and again and again. We say a few times a day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echad, to remind us that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam masters the world. Wherever we move, we have a reminder. We go through a door, Dr. Rambam, we see the mezuzah. We get up in the morning, it's tzitzis and tefillin. Every move, we are connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, or we should be connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as our action is. Avadi, we have to put our mind to it. We say, Tonu de Be'ayo, Kol Hashoyne Halochas B'chol Yoyim. Anyone who learns halochas every day, in other words, anyone who joins the Torah in the morning, yo, we have halochas b'chol yoyim. Shenema, halichos oylem loy. The world has a way how it works. Al tikro halichos, ele halochos. How do you take a pasuk of halichos olam loy, which goes on nature, how the world is run, morning, evening, afternoon. There's halichos olam. Kam chazal, kam Eliyahu Hanavi, tonu de be Eliyahu. Al tikra halichos ele halochos. It seems to be a different nature, halichos and halochos. That's a, just imagine Rabbi Wiesel from the Avodah Moreh would say, as halichos olam, how the world is run, you know, what the weather is going to be. We wouldn't like it. Halichos and halochos seem to be two things, but it's not. The Torah Belyo teaches us, if you want to know the way the world is mastered, the way you have to look at the world, don't look at halichos olam, it's the halochos olam, which is kaveya. The Rambam says in Pirkei Avos, "Asei toros chokva," make the Torah the center of your life, which means, so the Rambam, "Kirak zeho iker," this is the main point of life. "V'chol sha'ad dvorim," all other things we have to arrange, "nimshochem achav," is secondly, is second to the Torah. "Im yizdamen yizdamen, im lo yizdamen lo yizdamen." If you have the other things, all the better. If you don't have it and you have the Torah, be happy. "V'lo yafsid b'hi botzroi," you will not lose out by not having a bit of gashmias, but you will lose out, chas v'sholem, if you misses, if you lacks ruchnias. "Zok tonne b'lo al tikro halicho," you want to know what the halichos olam should be, what your world should be? Your world is based on halochos. Al tikra halichos ele halochos. As we said before, every move, it's a brocha. Every brocha is a reminder of Hashem. Shema Yisrael is a reminder of Hashem. Tzitzis, mezuzah, tefillin, it reminds us of Hashem. Al tikra halichos ele halochos. I'll tell you a story which I heard. It's true or not, I don't know. If it's not, it's even nicer. There was a yeshiva man in Yerushalayim, a time when Yerushalayim was Yerushalayim, when all the tzaddikim of the world came to Yerushalayim just to be immersed in Torah and mitzvahs, cut off this world completely. And he used to go in the morning to Koilel, but the elderly person already, till the evening. His wife used to give him every day a flask of coffee. He should have a coffee in the middle of the day. Okay. One day she saw that by mistake she gave him a flask of fairy liquid. Fairy liquid. She knew her husband, and she knew when he's immersed in learning, he might well drink up the fairy liquid. It's gefährlich, aber it's not a bad thing. Maybe it could clean him up, I don't know. So she ran to Koilel and called him out and said, "Rabbi Yankov, did you drink your coffee today?" "So to sure." "So, but it was fairy liquid." "Oi! Amida shahakoy! Broche levatole!" He didn't mind the fairy liquid. He minded the broche levatole. Al tikro halichois, ele halochois. What is the most important by Yid is, to be shvatzer time, got the spring, and children are dancing around, but it's got halochos. Trumas umaisres. Esrik for Sukkos, Marbes and Peres, all the halachas we had before, what you make before, what's the first bracha, Shiva Saminim, Shechayonu, halachas, halachas, halachas. The Chazish writes in the letter, "Rabbi Salim Duni, my rebbes have teach me, Shebechol tznua et tznua, in every movement I make in life, Tzorich li isyashe, im chelke shulchan aruch, I have to go through chelke shulchan aruch." We haven't got the Rebbes which the Chaznish had, and we don't know Shulchan Aruch how the Chaznish knew Shulchan Aruch. But the principle is there. Kol ha'shoyne halochos b'chol m'yoyim al tikru halichos, ele halochos. We have to live with Hashem. We have to live in accordance to the Torah. Wherever we go, whatever we do, whatever we plan, I remember once my Rebbe David Zich Tzadik Levroche, they begged him to come to a chasne in Chutz Lovitz. The chasne, one of his Talmidim, a devoted Talmid, said, "Believe me, I would go." But it just doesn't work out. Why not? Sunday, I can't go on Sunday, because then if I go on Sunday, I've got to be prepared on Shabbos. Shabbos, I need menucha. So Sunday, we can't. Monday, I don't know if you know, the Brisker have a Kriyas HaTorah in the middle of the day. They made the Talmidim come together. So Monday is Kriyas HaTorah, out of question. Tuesday, as you know, I've had my little son. Every week on Tuesday, I've had my son. Out of question. But on Wednesday, I write my shurim. One day, he used to say every day, 2 hours shir, don't ask how it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the heat of the summer, no fan, no air conditioning, we just said, don't ask. Every day, Wednesday, there was no shir, because he wrote his shurim on Wednesday. Thursday, is Kriyas HaTorah again. I would go, doctor, but I just can't fit it in. We have to decide in accordance to the Torah. I've got a young friend who has got in his fridge 2 tickets to Eretz Yisrael. What are the 2 tickets? He made bar mitzvah to a son, and he decided he's going to go to Rav Ozer, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Shmuel Ozer, Poise Kador, to take his son to the Rebbe, put on the tefillin, give him a brocha. And then he called out the Rebbe, I'm coming with my son tomorrow. The Rebbe asked, have you got the tickets already? Doctor, yes. Please put the tickets in an envelope and keep it. And write on it that you wanted to bring your bar mitzvah bocher to Eretz Yisrael to me. And I told you better you should stay in Cheder and sit and learn and put the tickets you remember for life. You do what you have to do. Don't add anything. Take a bar mitzvah bocher, schlep him on the journeys, and then gahin on a hair. Let them have a seder yoim sitzen lernen. Al tikro halichois, ele halochois. The Brisker of Zecher Tzad Mekod Lebrocha told once my father, Yibod Lechaim, that whenever I've got to decide something in life, I open the seder, and the seder says, V'salmud toiro keneget kulom. So the decision is always for the sake of Talmud Torah. This is top of the list. This is how Yid should live and live. We have a very interesting pasuk. Last week said on Parshas Hamon. We all know Klal Yisrael had the man for 40 years, and every day it came down for every Yid his portion. There's a very interesting Samsufer. Samsufer zogt Agavuche. When the Eden came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have the Oymer anymore. Rashi zogt, the Zion order, they had a lot of Oymer, which they kept up to Nissen, up to Pesach, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, but then they didn't have any Oymer. So they went to ask people there, could you tell us what you eat here? So what do you mean what we eat? You know there's such a thing as wheat? We put it in the soil, and after a few days, it starts to grow. So, what are you talking about? You put wheat in the soil and it grows. Are you making miracles here? What are you doing? What does it mean? So it says, what are you eating? But ask nothing. Every morning it comes down, Oymer, and we eat. And we can have any, whatever you want to feel in it, any taste we can have. What are you talking about? Are you making miracles? Every morning comes down. What's Tutzer do? So the Ramsay, all is miracles, all is nisse when it flows. If you put it in the soil and it grows, or you get up in the morning, you got Oymer outside, all is nisse when it flows. Just because it becomes so regular, so we don't feel it anymore. Steht in Pasuk that Erev Shabbos Kodesh, everyone received 2 portions. And it seemed that it was a tragedy. All the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and there was a tragedy today. What's the tragedy? 2 portions came. So what? What's the tragedy? So what? But someone comes home and he opens his wages slip and he got a double wage. So be very happy. You won't run to the Rav, promise you. He'll stay home and use it. So what was the tragedy? Vayuvoyu called Nesir Yisrael, All the leaders of Klal came to Moshe Rabbeinu in a panic. And Moshe told, no, don't worry, nothing changed. It's for Shabbos. So what was the panic? So Matatel sein gesund. The Gemara said in Yuma, why did the Eibush to give him every day and you were not allowed to save it overnight? You did it all up, next morning came you. Zog the Gemara, because Hashem wanted us to live connected to Hashem. And when we know in the evening that we have to daven Ribono Shel Olam, next morning we should receive what we want, what we need, this kept them connected to Hashem. Now that the leaders see, Hashem give for 2 days. So are we going to be disconnected tonight? They were afraid. Tonight, no one is worried. He's got for tomorrow. Tog nicht. No, the special for Shabbos is going to continue every day. This is how we have to feel connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. That the Pasuk in the Shira, which we say every day, the Eden saw that all the Mitzrayim were totally incapable to do anything anymore. What is Yod HaGdoilo? We said it already. We saw the Klal Yisrael was safe from their enemies. The Mitzrayim were totally incapable to do anything against the Eden. So this is the Yod HaGdoilo. So what is Vayar? They saw the Mitzrayim are not capable, Baruch Hashem, potter given for the Mitzrayim. And then Vayar Yisrael as a Yod HaGdoilo. So Dramir Salavichik. We all see Hashgocha Protius many times in life. We live with Nisim continuously. Biyodacho Afkid Ruchi Beis Ishan. Hashem, when we go to sleep, we know we hand over our whole being in your hands. Because I'm going to sleep. Ve'o'iro, and when we get up as well. Beyotraf Yudruchi Beis Ishan, but it's not only when we go to sleep. Ve'o'iro, when we wake up, it's the same. Alzi de Ribono Shel Olam. But unfortunately, many times we do not connect what we see and what a mensch gives us to the Ribono Shel Olam. So the Pasuk, Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Mizas Vasayom, but Vayar Yisrael Asayod Agdoilo. They connected it to the Ribono Shel Olam. They didn't feel and think to do it themselves. They say a story, that was someone who was swimming in a lake and then he lost control. He couldn't swim. Somehow, whatever it was. So the Ribono Shel Olam, please help me. You know what, Ribono Shel Olam? If you save me, I will join Daf HaYomi. I'll join the Torah way. I'll join Ahinu. I'll learn Shas. Then the Eibishter met a ness that a strong wind came and a big branch of a tree fell off and just came towards him and he got hold on the branch and it saved him. When he took the branch of the Ribono Shel Olam, I don't need you, everything is beseder already. We see the Yad Hashem, but we do not connect it to the Ribono Shel Olam. Al tikro halichos eile halochos. Whatever we see and whatever we see 100 brochas a day. No, Ebeshe can't give more than 100 brochas a day. And still, I once heard from Reb Simcha Bamberger in Manchester, Baal Daf HaYomi of Manchester. He says 3 times a day, I think he says Daf HaYomi there. We have it here as well, no, Rabbi Blau. 3 times a day. Aber der Meis hier hält, wenn man so, die Gemorre sagt, der Levone is reborn, which means we see it, after 29 days, 16 hours, and so on, so many Chalokim. Just before 30 days. why is it that every month we need a Rosh Chodesh? The Teretz is, we see in Halacha that 30 days makes something into a regular base. When we change from the same Talmota to the same Brocha, from the same Brocha to the same Talmota up to 30 days, we have to remember if we said the new version or not. Once 30 days have passed, you can be calm, Yizicha said the new version, because 30 days makes it regular. The Eibusher does not want that our Avodas Hashem to be a regular. It's got to be every time with a new koiches, a new refreshness, new geschmack, new brand. So when it comes towards 30 days, it's Rosh Chodesh again. Wake up, renewal, new energy, new koiches, new Avodas Hashem. In a certain way, it's every morning. But in a big way, it's Rosh Chodesh. But now I've got a starke kasha. When we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the first day Rosh Chodesh is very interesting. You see Halal, you see Yalav Yovoy, this is Rosh Chodesh, but it's still the previous month. It's the 30th days of the previous month. So what is Rosh Chodesh? What is the first day Rosh Chodesh? I'm not speaking in Halacha, why we make it. But what is the first day Rosh Chodesh? On one hand, it's Rosh Chodesh, and the other one, it's a continuation of the previous months. From time to time, Chazal wants to teach us the Baklal Yisrael, because we have such a spiritual power, that we can have renewal in a continuation. Avada, we need from time to time, every Shabbos comes in, and Shabbos goes out, a new week. We need the schachas, but we have to teach ourselves as well that we could have a renewal in continuation. I always say, Chos and Kala, they go towards building a new home. It's a new home, but it's a continuation. The parents see them off. This is a very interesting thing. I just say it. Beginning of the parsha of Bishalach, Vahi Bishalach Paroi. We all know Vahi is a lashon of tzar, pain. As the Rechaim, Vahi Bishalach Paroi, was painful. When Paroi sent out Yidden from Mitzrayim, it's the happiest day in the history of Klal Yisrael in Stoma. Vahi Bishalach Paroi, Vahi, sagte Rechaim, it was painful. Because Paroi saw Klal Yisrael off towards going out of Mitzrayim. He was Malave Klal Yisrael. And when you're Malave a person, in a certain spiritual way, you go with him the whole way until he reaches his destination. So it means we left Mitzrayim, but Paro is on our back. He saw us off, so he's still connected to us, or we are connected to him. So it's by he, it's painful. What did Hashem do? He changed the route. So Paro saw them off to go this route. And he changed the route, so he blocked the seeing off of Paroi. Now, maybe the class of a potter. Maybe this is part of the potter later state by Gidul Paroi. Paroi was told, Kiburachom. Klaus ran away. They didn't run away. He let them out, he pushed them out. It's the potter chat, because they say 3 days, it's more than 3 days. According to the Chaim, it's good. But he thought it's going with them. His power will be over them even because he was Malave. So I heard from Rabbi Avrom Ehrentreu Shlita that Rebbeinu Lepnan, Zichr Tzadik Kodesh Levroche, he lived in Jerusalem, and his Enikel came to see him from England. So when the Enikel went back, Zayde, Rebbeinu Lepnan, saw him off a few steps, and it pained him. Rebbeinu Lepnan, Tzadik, Al Tehid, seeing him off. So after a few steps, he said, Zayde, genug. Zayde, enough. So Rabbi Leon said, don't say it. And he went another few steps. So the Bavom shot them. When he sees someone off, you give him the courage and you go with him. And you say, genug, you cut it off. Don't say it. If you're back late, see him off. Memele ba'as. There are a few things which we really feel. I spoke Motzei Shabbos to a Melav Malkia of Melamdim, of teachers in the Cheder. So I told them, you see off the children for life. The children will always remember what the Rebbe said, how the Rebbe said. We hear from people, young children, who unfortunately had to be separated from their parents in the war. And the parents said a few words which were malava the children. And this went with the children through the war, through the challenges, and it kept them going. There are things in life which is malava us through life. Every renewal, every time of the year, if it's Tu B'Shvat, a renewal for the greatest treasure we have, to be connected to Hashem. Al tikro halichos eile halochos. Our way of life, every hour, every moment, should be in a way to continuously be connected to Hashem. We now stand in Shvat, Hameshosa B'Shvat. Rabbi Wisdom said, remember the Esrei. It's quite a while away. But Hashem is taking care on the tree which our Esrei, Be'ez Hashem, will grow. We forget about it. We remember Tu B'Shvat, and then we go Erev Sukkos again. In between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Miyotko Afkidruchi, Be'ez Ishan, Ve'o Iro. Able to help him by being connected to Hashem, we'll be connected to the source of Broche, Beruchnius Ubegashmius, Gesund, Hatzloche, Nachas, and we shall all be Zoyche with Hashem to be Mekabel, Moshiach Sitkenu, Bimheiro, Yomeinu, Amen. 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 I'm going to go to the